Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. It's a joy to have you with me today, and I'd just like to share some concluding thoughts on what we've been ministering on this week about the spiritual significance of the Urim and Tumim as it relates to a New Testament believer. We're actually talking about the inner witness of the Holy Spirit, and also how can we determine if God really is speaking to us? Have you ever questioned that? I know that was one of my desires when I was a very young Christian. I said, Lord, I want to hear your voice. I want to know it's really you speaking to me and not just my own thoughts. And so, beloved, thank God for the Holy Spirit. John 16 and 13 says, and these are the very words of Jesus. He says, Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. Think of that, beloved. Jesus is giving us a New Testament counterpart, if you will, of the Urim and Tumim for supernatural guidance, for spiritual direction, for literal direction in our lives. When He gave us this promise, that's actually what He was doing. And so we can have the inner light, because that's what that word Urim means, the Hebrew root word, it means lights. We can have that light, that direction of the Spirit, when we're directed by the Lord in all circumstances and in all situations. The Holy Spirit can flash a red light to us to stop and to cause us to consider a redirection of our course. Let us be sensitive to His leading, beloved, how important it is to wait on God. An example of such an incident is given, for example, and again, this is in the New Testament, Acts the 16th chapter, verses 6 through 11. Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, do we see that the Holy Spirit definitely, at that point in time, did not want Paul to go into that region to proclaim the gospel. There were reasons. And of course, we looked in the Old Testament. Remember Joshua and the elders, they did not seek the Lord in the matter of the Gibeonites, and so they were bound by a foolish oath. They were among the people they were to destroy in the name of the Lord, and they deceived them, and they didn't ask counsel of the Lord. And so they became their servants and burden bearers. But anyway, beloved, it's important that we grasp the importance of Scripture to our lives today. The Urim and Tumim are the Old Testament symbols or types, if you will, of the giving of guidance by the Lord. And the New Testament counterpart is the supernatural inner witness of the Holy Spirit with our spirit. Now, God wants to talk to us. He wants to. He's eager to communicate with His children. The Lord spoke to Jeremiah in the 33rd chapter, verse 3, and He said, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. And so, He has no respect of persons, and what we need to do, beloved, is to get ready to hear Him. And hearing from God really is a learning process. It takes time, but it's available to everyone who desires it, not just leaders, not just the high priest, as it was in the case under the old covenant. And another good bit of news is we don't have to reach some high level of spiritual maturity. We don't have to have it all together with, you know, the things that are facing us in our lives, the struggles you might be going through. He is available to us just as we are. And so, beloved, it's important that we allow ourselves the freedom to listen expectantly for him. In Jesus' ministry, remember, he was our example. He took time alone with his Father, and he told his disciples to do the same in Mark 6:31 and 46. We need to a quiet place, free from distraction. Once there, we know that what we're hearing is truly from God. And it's good to have, you know, a special place, a similar place. Like for me, I have a small bedroom, which is my library, and that's where I go to spend time with the Lord. Now, how can you tell if God is really speaking to you? Well, first of all, there's several guidelines, if you will. Is it consistent with Scripture? It must be, if it's the Lord. And also, is it consistent with the character of God? Does it lead to change or growth in your life? And that's in a positive way. That's the Lord is always seeking to do that. And in terms of your relationships, does it lead to the restoration of relationships to allow you to have forgiveness and an understanding heart toward others? And when you're waiting before the Lord, is there a sense of healing, a release from past sin or pain? Because that's the work of the Holy Spirit. He's definitely there to comfort. That's his role as a comforter. And as a result, there should be a sense of peace, a lessening of anxiety, a sense of contentment, where once you may have been striving and unsure and intimidated. Also, the Holy Spirit's ministry to you will bring conviction instead of guilt. That's not the way of the Holy Spirit. There's a distinct difference between the conviction of the Holy Spirit and the condemnation of the devil, because they're two different languages. When we know that it's God speaking, there's always a sense of peace. But in terms of Satan's way of dealing with us, there's sometimes a nagging or a mocking. His thoughts to us will generate fear and cause confusion. Sometimes you might have a vague overall sense of guilt, as if everything is wrong. You might have a sense of hopelessness and weakness. Well, that's not the Holy Spirit, beloved. And the Holy Spirit will never discourage you. The devil will attack your self-confidence. He will tell you you're weak, you're worthless, worthless. He'll bring up the past. He'll replay scenarios of your past sin and shame. He'll remind you of poor choices. And he'll give a sense of rejection that God really counts you just unworthy and unholy, and he really doesn't want you. That's a lie from the pit of hell. He will portray God as a judge and you as a miserable sinner. He will cause you to tend to isolate, to withdraw from others. And he's just overall negative. You're feeling the way you are because that's just the way it is. You're just such a bad person. However, the Holy Spirit, beloved, his tone is gentle, he's loving, he's imploring, and he always urges you to return to the Lord. And he can be very clear and specific. He tells you to take a specific action in response to sin, and freedom will follow. Remember, the word says, with every temptation, he will cause a way of escape. The Holy Spirit, beloved, is encouraging. You can rely on his power. His power, it's not your strength. In fact, Paul said his strength was made perfect in his weakness. And it's the same with us. You might feel you have absolutely no strength, no motivation, no willpower to be able to do the things that God wants you to do, that you know you should do. But anything that it lays upon your heart, you know that you don't have the ability, you just can't do it, you're a failure, you're no good. Beloved, that's of the devil. The Holy Spirit will never speak to you or minister to you in that way. And also, beloved, and this is a big one for some of you, he releases you from the past. The Holy Spirit will let you know that your sins are forgiven and they're never to be held against you because of the blood of Jesus. The Holy Spirit always attracts us. He generates an expectation of kindness and love and a new beginning with His help. He does that continually, every day. He draws us into fellowship, and not only with Him, but sometimes He'll send others to minister to you in love, as well as perhaps send you to others. And the Holy Spirit will always speak of the unchanging nature and steadfast love of God. And He's truthful also. He will state the facts about you and God. Beloved, the Bible is clear about the fact that God actively pursues a personal relationship with His children. He delights in you, brother and sister, and He desires to bring restoration to those painful places in your life. He offers Himself as a refuge from fear and anxiety. He holds out His strength to those who are weak, and He longs to comfort those who mourn and who are broken. The Holy Spirit, beloved, is here for you anytime that you choose, and He's gently calling, "Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." I sense and feel the precious presence of the Holy Spirit, and I just want to obey Him. My precious child, if you could see from my vantage point, from my eternal throne in the heavens, you would never fret or be disheartened. You wouldn't be discouraged. You would see how my love surrounds you as a shield, how I keep you from harm, how I guard you as the apple of my eye. Surely, in my love and wisdom, I have not answered some of your petitions as you have desired, for I have greater and more excellent plans and blessings for you. Nothing delights my heart more than when my children trust in me, even though circumstances are adverse and they're disappointed and frustrated with the outcome of their expectations. Oh, beloved, you can't comprehend the length, the depth, the width, the measure of my love for you. I watch over you jealously to accomplish my purpose and my desire in your life. I will not permit the enemy to destroy you. My dealings with you are divinely designed to perfect your faith and to bring you into maturity. Even as my son Jesus learned obedience by the things that he suffered. Therefore, faint not, for in due season you shall reap a great harvest of righteousness, joy, and my abundant favor. The season of suffering and testing shall bring forth a season of accomplishment and fruition, even regarding your heart's desires. Rejoice, for joy cometh in the morning, says your heavenly Father. Praise God. Well, I can't add any more to what the Lord has said. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.